Kicks 106. Good morning, everybody, with Dwayne and Abby. Welcome to the weekend.
It is finally Friday. And for all of you out there who are friends of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, you know a lot of those contestants go on to live perfectly normal lives, right? Because they seem so perfect and cool on TV, but they're just regular people, regular parents out there in the world, just like us.
Two such former contestants, Carly and Jade, have created a podcast that has become rather popular.
It's called Mommy's Tell All, and they really don't hold anything back. You can find it wherever you download your podcast by searching for Mommy's Tell All. And with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, we thought it'd be a good time to chat with them and get to know them a little better. So, ladies, do you prefer, like, doing interviews about yourself or having your whole life on TV? Like, which is worse?
I was going to say, at this point, I think we've just, like, succumbed to it, right?
Okay, listen. Before The Bachelor, did you ever imagine you would ever do a TV show or anything where your life is out there?
Yeah. If I would have told myself 5 years ago before all this would be my life, I would have been like laughing, like no way would any of this have ever come to fruition. And our lives are out there publicly, but we also have just learned how to take that and make it into a platform that we can help other people. So I guess it's all worth it.
What's something that you learned from The Bachelor that you're actually like using in real life today?
Gosh, I think one thing I learned on The Bachelor really was just to roll with the punches, because you have no idea what's going to happen or how somebody's going to react or what the next moment's going to be like. And that's so mom life.
How did it come about that y'all would do this podcast?
Gosh, I think Jade and I obviously met our husbands on Bachelor in Paradise, and then we became moms really like 6 months apart. So we had all these conversations about motherhood on the phone and about, you know, the highs and lows. And we just started thinking, gosh, this is really helping us. What if we expanded this and maybe we could impact other people by opening up conversations like this for the world? And so that's kind of where the idea was born, just from our own phone calls.
All right, ladies, tell us about your proudest mom moment.
I mean, it's the minute your baby's put on your chest after you give birth. I don't think there's anything to describe that feeling. It's euphoric, and it's just so much love that you never knew you were capable of.
Okay, days can be crazy. What's the most ridiculous day you've ever had as a mom?
There are days where everything goes wrong and you feel crazy, or like, you know, sometimes there's feelings like, how the heck am I going to even do this for the next 18 years? And so I can't think of anything specific, but there are some days where you're just like, can I just get a break?
Yeah.
I have a toddler and she's 20 months. She runs around. She literally, the minute I put my shoes in the closet, she's pulling them back out, you know? And so it's like, some days you just feel like, I literally just need to sit down and have a 5 minute break, and you don't get it. And so it's really just sometimes trying to find that in yourself to pull yourself through it. And we do as women, we're pretty amazing. But if you're having a bad day or a crazy day, like that's like you said, you're not alone, because it's just mom life.
Say there's a mom out there listening right now who's having a really rough start to the day. What's the piece of advice you'd give them?
Yeah, I don't think it's ever easy to open up, but we do like to share because, like we said, it's therapy for one. It's very therapeutic to talk about it, but it can help somebody else. But it's just, I mean, everything, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, Carly, what do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely not easy to open up. It's almost like part of our job now to do that, to help other people. It's like our mission. So when we open up and we're vulnerable, I think it helps other people feel the same way, and that's good.
Or
it validates.
It validates them.
What's one really cool thing about your kids?
Oh my gosh. My daughter is Bella, and she is just fearless. She's wild and crazy and fearless, and I love that. I have the most non-boring kid, and it's exhausting, but she just, I don't know, she just has her mind made up, and I could see she's always going to be like that, I hope, and that just means she's just going to live a very adventurous life, and I really like that.
Well, Emerson's 20 months right now, and my favorite thing about her right now is she's learning to hug and kiss on her own. I don't have to ask. So out of nowhere, we'll be sitting there or whatever, and she just runs up to me and grabs my face with her little hands and gives me a kiss. And I'm like, oh my God, it's
so
like
sweet.
The best feeling. And that's definitely my favorite thing right now.